Tonight's concert set highlights come from the collaboration between saxophonist Ian Ballamy, pianist Hugh Warren, and the British folk singer June Table. Collectively known as Quercus, they record for the European label ECM, and we recorded them at Brecon's stunning cathedral as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival on Sunday, the 11th of August. The cathedral hosted an array of concerts and events during the festival, including a jazz service on the morning of Quercus's set, plus performances peppered throughout the day by the John Sermon Trio and the talented young trumpeter Laura Jerd and her quartet. Ballamy and Warren are established British jazz heavyweights whose style is completely suited to the English folk signature of Table. It's dusk, the air is heavy with the smell of roses, and the seduction of a young woman by an older man about to take place. It's a love song written in Hebrew that inspired poet Les Barker to create an English version. He did so, but now it's a story of the seduction of a young man by an older woman. Quercus are Ian Ballamy, Hugh Warren, and June Table, and they start with Who Wants the Evening Rose?
This wind that blows us all sets all our years in flight. Who wants the evening rose outside your garden wall? Out here where no one knows the truth, no one will see you. The God who knows you will want all your roses white. White roses out of reach, where is there left to turn? Have I the time to teach you all that you'd like to learn? Thank you. knows who has done what with whom. So now, who wants the evening rose? As I rolled out on a fine May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, who should I spy but my own true lover, as she sat under yon tree. I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously when she turned around, then the tears fell from her, saying, "False young man, you have deluded me, a diamond ring I own I gave you, a diamond ring to wear on your right hand, but the vows you made, love, you went and broke them, and you married the lassie that had the land. If I married the lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I wrote till the day I die. When misfortune falls, sure no man may shut it. I was blindfolded, I'll ne'er deny. And at night, when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, short as brass I find. And I wish the Queen would call home her armies from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet.
Ian and I would like to play a tune for you, and sometimes in this project the instrumentals serve, some of the songs are quite slow, so you know, the instrumentals are very, you know, can sometimes be lively, but just to change that plan, we thought we'd play you a death march. It is one of the nicest death marches we know, and it's by Chopin. Thank you.
The Sound of Quercus and Lassie Lie Near Me by Robert Burns. Hugh Warren played the piano, Ian Ballamy saxophones, and June Tabor was on vocals. Recorded at Brecon Cathedral as part of the Brecon Jazz Festival, they started with Who Wants the Evening Rose, followed by As I Roved Out. Chopin's Death March was next, and the words of Robert Burns' Lassie Lie Near Me delivered with the traditional theme arranged by Quercus. For information on all titles played on tonight's program, check out the Jazz Lineup playlist via the... This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, from a great Sven Gali in a large ensemble to a small ensemble of three for our concert set highlights. And we return to a concert recorded at Brecon Cathedral as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival on the 11th of August 2013. You may have already heard the first installment of music broadcast a few weeks ago, starring the ECM trio Quercus, and they are vocalist June Tabor, saxophonist Ian Ballamy, and pianist Hugh Warren. Their set includes music penned by folk poet and music icon Bob Dylan, and the band opened this segment of the set with their reading of Antonio Carlos Jobim's beautiful ballad of regret, How Insensitive.
Sensitive, I must have been when you told me that you loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when you told me so sincerely. You must have asked, did I just turn and stare at icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? Drawn and sad, I see it still. Oh, your heart taken at last, Lord. Why you must have asked, did I just turn and still I see silence? Why was I to do? What can you do when a love affair is over? Thank you. but the memory of your lost love, pale and drawn and sad, I see it still. Hold your heart taking that last look. Why you must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do?
Child.
gave him my heart, but he wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's alright.
Many years ago, Hugh and I were doing a concert at the Arts Centre, the Acorn in Penzance, and we'd done a number of songs like the one you've just heard, and we were about to play the last song, and someone from the back shouted out in a rather despairing voice, "Don't you know any songs about love gone right?" To which we replied, "Yes, of course we do." And here it is.
Hey!
this isn't some time. This is always. This isn't maybe. This is always. This is love. The real beginning of midsummer madness, passing glow, a moment's gladness. This is love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string around my heart.
ECM recording artists Quercus, This Is Always, composed by pianist Hugh Warren, ending tonight's concert set highlights recorded at Brecon Cathedral as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. And for all the titles played on tonight's show, check out the Jazz Lineup page.